The cost of residential power from the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, shot up by an average of 18% at the start of this year, but the company is pledging to limit future increases. This year's PG&E price hike covers the costs of the company's grid enhancement work, as well as wildfire safety upgrades, which address fire risks from factors like proximity of vegetation to lines and poles. The safety work was detailed during a September 3rd PG&E online town hall meeting. One of the most effective and expensive actions is undergrounding power lines. PG&E Regional Vice President Jake Ziegelman said the company aims to underground 10,000 miles of power lines in high-risk fire areas. During a question-and-answer session, he said undergrounding costs only account for about 0.5% of an average bill, and he said future increases will match the annual inflation average.
Overall, our plans for the next couple years are built around stabilizing our rates. And so we know that energy prices, energy bills are top of mind for folks right now. We know that there's a lot of anxiety about rising energy prices, and that's on top of all of the other day-to-day costs that seem to be rising and going up, right? Rents, home mortgages, insurance costs, groceries, all of those things, and it all adds up. So our plan for the next 2 years really is built around stabilizing our rates so that we keep our rate increases at 3% or below. So right around that level of inflation or even lower. So our budgets, our work plans, all of our cost reduction measures, all of that is going to be built around keeping our rates and our bills at that 3% per year or lower.
Overhead lines are being made safer through vegetation removal and tree trimming. PG&E's work in Southern Humboldt was controversial last year, as property owners said they weren't notified of work done on their properties. Ziegelman described the work and advance notification, he said, as part of the protocol.
We all love trees, but trees are also a big source of wildfire risk. So every year, we inspect vegetation on about 100,000 miles of overhead power lines, with some locations patrolled multiple times a year. We trim or cut down more than 1 million trees that present a hazard, and we do even more tree safety work where we've had a lot of outages caused by vegetation in any particular area. This work reduces wildfire risk, improves reliability, and makes our electric system stronger. If any safety work is planned on your specific property, you can expect an advance notification from us by phone, text, email, or an in-person visit. And for more information on our vegetation management work, you can visit us at pge.com/trees.
Dave Meyer, PG&E's Customer Outreach Director, said 10-foot radius of vegetation clearing is being done around power poles in high-risk wildfire areas. He said the work's been done on 70,000 poles so far, and more will be done as fire risks have been acute this summer.
This year, we've recognized that there's been a shift in wildfire risk in California, right? We saw the heat waves that started in July, a significant number of red flag warnings across the state through July and August, and that California was really trending toward one of the worst wildfire seasons that we've seen recently. And so as we're reviewing the data, we recognize that risk. We expanded our pole clearing effort right around the end of July to include an additional 50,000 poles in those high fire risk areas that aren't part of that state compliance requirement. So this is above and beyond what we're required to do and what we do annually. So we started that work in late July, clearing that 10-foot radius around these additional 50,000 poles. As of Saturday, we were at about 37,000 of those 50,000 that had been cleared. So making good progress. We'd expect that to be done in the next few weeks here. And then we'll reassess that strategy, reassess the risk we're seeing, and if that mitigation or that pole clearing work is an effort we need to continue expanding through the remainder of wildfire season here in 2024.
The town hall also included information on public safety power shutoffs, a meter installation program for use of backup generators, and power loss community resource centers. The forum will soon be posted to PG&E's website. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.